Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Vav. We're up to page Resh Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, and we're up to the Ramah in Si'if Gimel. So says the Ramah, V'aminig b'zman hazel laniach ha'eruv b'veis ha'knesses. The minig nowadays is that we leave the eruv in shul, v'chei nagu ha'kadmonim, and this is an ancient minag. V'nir li atam, and it seems that the reason is, the eruv in shalanu yeshlam din shituv, v'ein tzarech laniach b'beis dir, v'ayin l'kaman Siman Shin Pei Vav Shin Pei Zayin, that our eruv no longer have a din of an eruv chatzeros, they have a din of a Shitufei Mavuos. And while an Erev Chatzeros needs to be placed in a residence, Shitufei Mavuos does not. And therefore, putting it in a shul is perfectly fine. Says Mishmur Chavtes, V'nirli Atam, Rotzalomer, Afal Pisha Beis HaKnesses Ein Roi L'dir M'nei Kedusha. So, even though because of the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, one is not allowed to live there, Shari Adira, Hu Makom Achila, because we define living as the place that you eat. V'asu Lechol B'Beis HaKnesses Em Lo Alam Dem Sham. And most people are not allowed to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. It's only those who learn there all day. But we could still justify the minhag to keep the eruv in the Beis HaKnesses, as the Ramah concludes, because our eruvin don't have a din of an eruv chatzeros, they have a din of shitufei mavuos. Tahainu, that all of the various chatzeros and the houses in those chatzeros are all mishtatev through this eruv shitufei mavuos. In Tzarchlan, and a shetuvei mavuos doesn't need to be in a beis dira; it just needs to be in a protected location. The ein tzarich laniach bebeis dira ulefi zeh shein beis haknesses nechshel bebeis dira. And according to this, that a beis haknesses is not considered a beis dira. Chashvina la rak chatzar hashutvin umotel taltim menel chatzar acheretz b'liyer of chatzeros. It really only has a din of a chatzar hashutvin, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry from it to another chatzar without an eruv chatzar. Because all chatzeros are really considered one large rishus. Sif dalit. Tzarech liten kol ha'eruv b'kli echad. You need to fit the whole eruv in one box, in one kli. V'im chilko nesanu b'shnei kelim eino eruv. If you split it up among two different kelim, it's not an eruv. Ele im kein esmalei ha'echad va'oz mutar. Unless there's overflow, that one of the kelim is filled to the brim, so there's no more space in it, so then the overflow eruv food can go into another cleave. But even then, both kelim need to be in the same house. Why does it have to be in one cleave? Because it's called an eruv. An eruv means that it's all mixed in together. It's all combined. If you put it in two separate kelim, then it that creates division. It seems like it's split from one another. In fact, Nedir Shu quotes a Chuvas Chacham Tzvi, that even if you have way more food than you need for an Eruv, and there's enough food to qualify for an Eruv in one of the Kalim, still you're not allowed to split it into two different Kalim. You can't just say, Dal Mikan HaKli HaSheni, ignore the second Kli, and the first Kli would be good enough. It's a Marisayan when it's split into two different Kalim. That all of this about not being in two different Kalim is when everybody contributes a little food to the Eruv. But the way we conventionally do an Eruv is one person does a zikoy in the box of matzahs on behalf of everybody else, so then yachalitno b'shnei kelim. Then you can put it into two separate kelim. But the poskim don't mention this, even though it seems to be that it's correct. They don't mention this, and therefore it seems like it's a low plug that you should never put an Eruv into kelim, right? We use a box of matzahs, because the box of matzahs is always one box, it stays forever, and it's the right amount. It's to serve an entire community, so that's why we use a box of matzahs. Nismalia, and we keep it in shul, we keep it in my office. Nismalia echad, if one of them gets filled up, if it's just that one is overflowing into the other, so then it doesn't look like you split it into two kelim willingly. But if you had two kelim, one large, one small, and the larger one could fit the whole eruv, and instead you you decide to use the smaller one and therefore it doesn't fit it and you have to overflow into another kli, so yesh machronim shemachmir and davi kacholik lechadchila seirav l'shnayim. Making that choice is like splitting it into two kelim lechadchila, and that's therefore going to be problematic. And they also need to be bebayis echad. Al kol panim yishneim bereshus achas. They both kelim, even when there is overflow and it's permissible, need to be in the same reshus. Aval lo b'shnei batim, they cannot be in two different houses. Va'afilu mechad mezakah beirav mishalo b'shvil kulam gam kinesh lezar b'zeh. And this is even if one person is being mezaka for everybody, and it's not just contributions of food by everybody. Valkeina erev shemenichin beis haknesses bad kol ha'ir, and therefore the erev that they keep in shul for the whole city, yesh lezar shelo lanichu rak bebeis haknesses achas. You can't divide it up among the different shuls in the community. It's got to be in one shul. V'yivchru lezar beis haknesses gedol shabir. They should choose the largest beis haknesses in the city for the eruv. Sif hey, tzarich shelo yakpid shum echad meham al eruvo im yochlenu chavero. You have to, the eruv has to be made in such a way that nobody would be makbid if someone else were to come and want to eat it. The makbid eno eruv, and if they would be makbid and say no, you can't have this matzah, then it's an invalid eruv. Lekach tzarich lizar shelo la ariv b'davar she tikein letzarich hashabbos. So you probably shouldn't use the type of food for your eruv that you really need to rely on for your Shabbos meal, because then you're going to be makbid if someone comes and takes your cholent. So this is also because it's called an eruv, shimu rav and merutzin bo, that everyone has to be, you know, okay with it being shared. No one's going to have any tainas on other people. And everyone should be perfectly happy and calm and pleasant with each other in this partnership. And this is true even when one person is mezaka the eruv for everybody else. You need to be okay with the fact that one of the people may decide that he wants to go and he wants to eat the eruv, and you can't be makbar. And Rav Shachter said in Washington Heights for years there was a guy that every Shabbos would come and claim his food in the eruv and would eat the eruv every week. They had to make a new one every week. So, you know, but that's the thing. You can't be makbar. You have to let him eat. In Dirshu, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman that if one of the chaburah wants to eat all of the bread, you also can't be makbid. But he says if it's for a massive city, so it could be that you could be makbid if he wants to eat more than a grogris, like it's way more than his fair share of the eruv. Shetikel l'tzorach haShabbos, don't use food that you're relying on for Shabbos. Shari mivakish chaverim menu lo yitein lo, because if the guy asks for it, you're not going to want to give it to him. Vamna min pol batzmo verishim yirtzachem mibnei yirsha shayachem le'eruv shlechem menu shlo yakbid alav. Even if it is your challenge, but if you decide that you're not going to be makbid if someone comes and asks for it, then it's okay. Then you're allowed to use that. So what we learned tonight is that we keep the eruv in the shul even though it's not a beis dira, and we know it's not a beis dira because you're not allowed to eat there, because our eruvin aren't really eruvin, they're shituve mavuos. Then we said that the entire eruv has to fit into one kli unless it overflowed into another kli, or possibly if one person was mezaka for everyone, then possibly it doesn't need to fit into one kli. And then we said that if any, and it also has to be in one bias, even when it is in two kelim. And then we said that if anyone is makbid that others don't take the eruv, it becomes invalidated. So you may not want to rely on food that you're relying on for Shabbos to be your eruv food. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Se'if Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.